cramped, but
it's okay. I know, it's so cramped in here.
Yeah, it's crazy. Okay, cool.
So today you started work at what time?
I came around 6:30
this morning?
Yeah, every day I start at 6:30.
Okay, great. All right. And let me just... At 6:30, how long have you been working here for?
About 6 months.
6 months? Okay. All right. So, this gentleman that came in to borrow your phone today, do you know about what time he came in, if you had a guess, a time estimate?
It's probably, what time is it right now?
Right now it's 12:45.
Okay, probably around 11:30-ish, I
want to
say.
11:30-ish?
Like between 11:30 and 12, I
want to
say.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay, somewhere between 11:30 and 12?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were working behind the counter when this happened?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and have you ever seen this guy before?
I have seen him here before.
How many times have you seen him before?
Maybe he comes in here a lot.
If you had a guess, like if there was an
maybe
amount.
Maybe like 10 times.
10 times.
You want to say?
And then when he comes in, do you know what his name is? Or
don't know his name. I've seen his ID before because he's bought in cigarettes.
Uh-huh.
But I don't really look at the names.
Okay. Can you describe him to me?
Because he looks familiar. Like, he looks like someone I went to high school with.
Oh, really?
He has blonde hair, like bleach blonde hair. He always has a skateboard. He had glasses with him today. Sunglasses?
Okay.
And he's always wearing like raggedy clothes. He kind of smells sometimes.
Okay, like maybe like homeless or?
I'm not sure. I always thought maybe he was homeless, but I wasn't sure.
Okay. So you've seen him about 10 times before. You've seen his ID and he's bought cigarettes before. Has he ever bought alcohol before?
We don't sell alcohol here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did he smell of any alcohol or did he appear to be in distress at all?
He always seems a little off, like something's wrong with him.
Okay.
Like he's indecisive, like he'll be in the red cash register for like 5 minutes trying to decide what he wants. He'll say, I want this. Never mind, I don't want it. Let me get something else.
Okay.
Type of thing.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay, so.
Investigation, Skeggs. Hey, how's it going, man? Okay. Hey, are you still with her or did she leave?
You need something? Who? You?
Maybe they...
Okay.
I saw him.
Stand by real quick 1 second. Let me just check one thing.
Which one?
Oh, no, this one.
Which one? I know saw him.
Let me see.
All right. So you got a recorded statement from her? All right, perfect. Okay, good. And you got a good phone number, good address, good everything, right? Awesome. Thank you very much, Mel.
It was probably like way before. But these kids came in and they had a video of everything.
No video?
No, they had recorded it on their cell phone and they were showing us.
Okay.
I can show you the kids. He might have came in sooner than I thought then. This camera system. Okay.
Well, don't worry about that. We're going to have somebody come in and record everything for us, so.
Yeah, those kids, though, they had, like, the whole thing.
Recorded? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys talked to them.
Hey, Gillette, just so you know, Deputy Lindsay's over at Rancho Capana. He has a lady over there that works at the school, works for Oxnard School District. She saw everything. He took a statement from her. She talked about the suspect advancing on the officer. And so he took a recorded statement from her, and she's still at the school. So I don't know if you want anybody else to talk to her or not, but he just said that she's there. Okay. Me in the middle of this my interview, so I just want to give you a heads up. He did take a statement from him, though, and I have Lindsay's phone number too.
What time it was?
At Rancho Capana, the new one by the police department. All right, thanks, bro. Bye.
I don't know.
Okay. We'll get out of here. Get out your hair. You probably even leave that door open.
Oh, okay.
So you've seen this guy 10 times. Mm-hmm. When he came in today, you said you don't know his name, though.
Yeah, I don't remember his
name. Okay, how old do you think he is?
I think he's like 22,
23. 22, 23.
I'm pretty sure I went to high school with him. Like, I've seen him, but I don't remember.
What high school did you go to?
Camarillo.
Oh, okay, Camarillo. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you see him 10 times before. He comes in today between 11:30 and 12. Mm-hmm. And what does he do with it that time?
He came and he said, can I borrow your phone? Like, he always usually borrows our phone.
Oh, he borrows his phone?
Yeah, so.
So out of these 10 times he's come in, how many times do you think he's borrowed your phone?
I don't know. With me, maybe like four.
Four times? Okay.
Yeah.
And does he take the phone outside, or does he use the phone?
He had went outside, and he never came back.
Okay, so he still had the phone.
Yeah,
did you guys walk outside to see, hey, what about our phone or anything?
Yeah, I had forgotten about it, and then I saw that commotion, and I asked one of you guys what happened to the phone, because he never came back.
Okay, all right. How did he seem today? Did he seem, was there any perspiration on his face? Was he sweaty? Was he acting weird? His eyes, anything about him today?
No, he looked like he normally does. He always seems a little distraught.
Didn't smell of any strong odor or anything like that?
No, nothing like that.
All right, so he borrows the phone and he walks out and leaves, and that's basically the last thing you remember.
Yeah, that's all I saw of him. He was going to leave his skateboard, but I told him, can you take your board?
Okay.
Take it.
Okay. Did he buy anything today?
No, he just borrowed the phone.
Okay. So he was only in for just a few minutes and borrowed the phone and then walked out.
Okay. He was here last week and they had arrested him right here in the front, so.
Get you out of here first.
Okay. I'll get this hand.